That's familiar music by Frédéric Chopin. It's called Nocturne, and it's one of many nocturnes that Chopin wrote throughout his life. Nocturne's a funny word, isn't it? It means night time, night peace in this context. And so we can imagine someone playing this at night, perhaps alone in their quarters and so on. We associate that term nocturne so strongly with Chopin because of the many beautiful pieces he wrote by that name. We kind of figure maybe he invented this style, but in fact, if you go back about 20 years, there was another pianist, probably someone you never heard of, called John Field, an Irish pianist, born in 1782, so he's actually closer in age to Beethoven than to Chopin. But he wrote a series of pieces called Nocturnes as well. That's sweet. It's beautiful. Now, nobody's ever heard of John Field much anymore, but in the early 1800s, he was a superstar, very much admired by Chopin and Liszt and all of the other great composers that we remember today. Chopin knew Field's nocturnes, and if you look at the piece I just played, you can see where Chopin's nocturnes come from. There's a lovely melody on top. There's a simple flowing accompaniment underneath. And together, they create this beautiful mood. Well, let's keep those sounds in mind as we go back to the Chopin Nocturne. Instead of this, in the field, Chopin does. And instead of the simple accompaniment in the John Field piece, get a little more complicated. A little richer harmonies, chords that we now call Chopinesque. Now, these pieces are beautiful and they're obviously very evocative and they make the piano sound beautiful. But actually, what Chopin and Field had in mind when they wrote these pieces was opera. Opera? Singers? Yes, Chopin loved opera, John Field loved opera, and so he's trying to evoke the sound of a lovely opera aria, the soprano in the right hand, and the simple accompaniment in the orchestra in the left. So at the same time that this is real piano music and very characteristic of early Romantic piano music, it's also evoking this world of the operatic stage. And like opera singers back then, what does Chopin do? He takes that same melody and ornaments it. Opera singers loved to do this, sing a melody once and then add a bunch of extra stuff the second time. So that first simple melody the first time becomes ornamented just like a singer might do. And in addition to evoking the world of opera, these songs might also be seen to be evoking the world of the serenade. There's another evening word for you, serenade, a song that a young man might sing below the balcony of his beloved. He has a guitar in hand, and he's singing his love song to express his feelings. Beautiful, characteristic piano music, at the same time evoking this world of early Italian opera and perhaps even the love song serenade under someone's balcony. Beautiful, beautiful music by Frédéric Chopin, Nocturne in E-flat.